To another edition of Bauer Power Hour. We've got some stuff to do, some stuff to talk about, some things to say, so let's go, yeah. The following takes place between 12 a.m. and 1 a.m. Doyle, recently shoved out of his car at gunpoint by Jack, runs into the highway and tries to flag down a car, and he gets this one dude to stop, and he jacks his car, Grand Theft Auto style, and calls Bill, tells him what's going on, and Bill's like, Jack's gonna disengage the tracker soon, and then he informs everyone that Jack has gone rogue. So now they're using all their resources to get Jack, and Bill puts Chloe back on the case. She was taken off earlier because she helped Jack, but now she's back on, and Morris finally loses the signal from the circuit board thingy, and Jack has ditched the device. He's using power lines as a shield, and so, yeah. And Milo goes and talks to Chloe, and Chloe's like, well, Jack's not gonna let this happen, and he'd give up his life before he would let this happen. And then Milo was like, well, would he give up Audrey's life? And she was like, and he's like, yeah. The White House people announce Wayne Palmer's condition on TV, and also about Noah Daniels' takeover of the presidency. Noah then talks to Tom about his intentions. He still has the evidence with the whole thing about, you know, conspiracy to commit perjury. He still has that. And Tom says he's only using it for protection, to protect himself and to protect the country. And Daniels asks, is he okay with him? And Tom says, yes, I can do it. And he's like, you can't hold this evidence over my head. And he's like, okay, I won't. I promise. I give you my word. And Daniels then asks about Karen, what they should do about her. And Tom's like, well, she's smart and she's balanced. And she is an asset. So he's like, okay, we'll keep her. Jack Bauer calls Cheng Ji when he's, and he tells him where to meet. Just kidding. That's not true. Yes, it is true. He tells him to go east on the 118, and Jack's like, no, CTU's covering me. CTU's following me because I'm a bad boy and I stole this thing and blah, blah, blah. And so he tells him where to meet him. So they get the location and they go to do the switch. Then, oh, it's at a place called Coldrone off Highway 305, which is true. Back at the White House, Karen reassures the president about CTU and Jack, that they're doing everything they can. They're closing in on him and all that kind of thing. And Tom's like, do you want me to authorize more agencies to look for Bauer? And he's like, do it, the president. So then everyone leaves his office, and then this is gross. He and his little bimbo, Lisa something, I forget her name, Lisa Miller, start like making out, and it was gross, and he's like, I would like you to spend the rest of the night. It was gross, and I almost threw up. Apparently, Doyle is smart, and he figures out that Jack is on the 305 because there's like, they found there were two routes that Jack could have gone on, and the one route had cameras, so he wouldn't go on that one. So the only way he could go is the 305. So they know that he's on the 305, and Doyle also noticed that he took one of the terrorist cell phones, so they're trying to get from the cell towers, they're trying to get the conversation that Jack just had with Cheng Ji. Okay, and then in CTU, Chloe and Morris are fighting, and they're having a fight, and it ends really badly, and I'll go over that later, but it was like, oh, man. So instead of, Chloe sends the files to Milo instead because she's mad at Morris. Back at the bunker, the White House people, this man named Peter Hawk from the Department of Justice is waiting to talk to Karen, and he tells her that he interrogated Reed Pollock, and he found out some information that involves Karen's husband, Bill. And he said that Bill had Fayed and let him go, and it was put in a blue file at Homeland. And there are tons and tons of people who are willing to testify against Karen because, you know, the people aren't going to see that they had no evidence to convict. They had no evidence to convict Fayed on. They found him at a border sweep. No evidence. Everything like that is blue-coated, so it's not really, like, a big deal. But Peter Hawk was like, well, the people aren't going to see that there was not enough evidence. They're not going to see that. They're just going to see that they had him in custody and they let him go. And then, you know, this is the man that detonated a nuclear bomb in Los Angeles. So, yeah. Sad. So, and people are going to be wondering who let this happen. So, someone had to go down, and it either had to be Karen or Bill. So, oh no! Jack ditches his car, and he calls a cab. Back at CTU, they found the call from one of the South Towers, unscrambling it and all that kind of thing. Karen calls Bill, tells him that they need to talk, and he doesn't have a minute, so he'll have to call her back. Karen then goes to talk to Tom about what's going on, and Tom says he wants Bill to go down because he's farther away from the president, and they don't want anyone to, you know, like, be, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. But, he doesn't want anyone close to the president to be, they don't want the administration to be associated with this whole thing, so they want the person who's farther away from Wayne to go down. There you go. Jack, back at this cold drone place, he arms the C4 charge and hides it in a board behind a wall. And Jack calls Bill, and he told him right as he was authorized to do this mission, that he would offer the confirmation that the circuit board had been destroyed, and so he's calling him to give him that confirmation. And he says, please take care of Audrey, and he's been a good friend to him. Morris goes to Bill and says he wants to transfer out of comm because of the fight that he and Chloe had, which was bad. And he's like, okay, well, whatever. Bill calls Karen back, and she tells him what's going on, that she has to distance herself from this whole thing, and that she has to fire him. And obviously, Bill is pretty pissed off about that, and Karen's like, I love you, and that's all that should matter here. And Bill's like, is it? And then he hangs up. It was like, whoa. Jack uses a double length key. Okay, I know what this is. They're trying to unscramble the call they found off the cell tower, and Jack's smart, and he used a double length key to slow them down, so it's taking a while for them to get it, to get their location and all that kind of thing. Bill calls Nadia in and tells her that she's stepping down and that she is now the acting director of CTU. And Nadia's like, what's going on? You're like the most ethical person I know and stuff. And Bill's like, oh, it's just politics. And Nadia's like, I'm not sure that I can do this. And Bill's like, you can. Doyle calls CTU, and they found Jack's truck. And Morris is able to crack the cell phone call, and he tells Bill, and Bill's like, well, okay, we'll tell Nadia. And he's like, what's going on? And so Nadia informs everyone that she is now the acting director. Now they're going to go in and get Jack. So Doyle's on comm. He's going in. He's searching the building. The team is lagging far behind, and Doyle's the only one there at the moment. So he's doing some sneaky things and looking around and stuff. And this limo pulls off the road, and Chang-Gi gets out, and they let Audrey out of the car. And they go in the building, and she has a gag in her mouth, and Jack's like, take it out of her mouth, and he does it. And she's like, I'm so sorry, to Audrey, and he's like, you need to let her get out of range of the sniper, and then I'll give you the thing. And Doyle's like, oh, I gotta do something, because he's gonna hand it over, and Doyle shoots. And the team arrived just like 2 seconds after that. And with all the confusion, Xi is able to leave with the circuit board. And Jack's down. Ching got away. And they're in three black Hummers. And they put Jack under arrest. And Jack's like, you guys are stupid. I'm going to punch you. I was going to blow myself up. Look, I have the bomb trigger in my hand. You guys are dumb. And he talks to Audrey, and she's so spaced out, and she doesn't know him anymore, and she's kind of delusional, and that would be the end of the episode. I really don't have much to say about this episode. The fight between Chloe and Morris ended extremely badly, and the worst line of the hour goes to Chloe. They were fighting, just kind of throwing stuff back at each other, and all of a sudden Chloe was like, how about don't arm nuclear bombs for terrorists? And Morris just kind of sat there and looked at her and was like, oh. And that was it. And it was like, oh, Chloe, come on. That was low. And, I'm yawning, sorry. Again, I almost threw up. That was so, okay. Noah Daniels and Lisa Miller, like, that was the most awkward thing. Ew. I don't know why, but it just made me like, ew. It was more awkward than when Morris, like, groped Chloe in, like, the first hour. It was disgusting, and I almost barfed. I don't know why. I don't know what about it was just so, but it was. And I also just have to say that I feel really bad for Jack. And once again, we have another case of CTU ruining everything. Just let Jack do stuff, because he is smart, and, you know, he knows what to do. I mean, he'll do what he has to do to achieve his ends. I mean, like, he was gonna blow himself up just so that Audrey would be safe, and they would not get the circuit board. I mean, seriously, what the heck? Just let him do. CTU just comes in, they're like, and then he ends up getting away with the circuit board, the bad guy. So, what the heck? Made me mad. Stupid Doyle. He think he's so cool, but he really not cool. Anyways. And it was really sad when Audrey just kind of looked at Jack, and she was like, what? Who? What? And when Jack realized that she didn't remember him, it was so sad. It was really sad. Poor Jack. Oh. But at least she's safe now, I think. And alive, as I suspected. So I guess we will see what happens. We only have, I think they said, 4 more episodes left. In 5 hours, and I think the finale is usually 2 hours. I wouldn't know, since I am a newbie. But I'm pretty sure that's what's going on. And I'm really sad that it's almost over. But, yeah, so we've got some stuff to resolve now. And I wonder, they only have a couple hours left, so hopefully they will get the circuit board back or kill Xing Ji. Because I don't like him. He just has, like, this look on his face all the time that's like, haha. That's like what his face says to me. He's like laughing in my face with his face. So, yeah. That's my thoughts for 12 a.m. to 1 a.m. dogs. That's all I got for you this week. It's pretty short this week, actually. We're just about to hit 16 minutes right now. So, yeah. But that is it for me today. And so next week, next Monday, it's going to be pretty exciting, I think. So tune in on Fox, 9, 8 Central. And then, of course, your favorite Bauer Power Hour will follow. So until next week, y'all take care of yourselves here. Goodbye.